Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Daily Mix Show.
A series of tornadoes pummeled the Midwest. Several tornadoes caused widespread devastation across a very large area of our states. And search and rescue efforts are ongoing. There is even a state of emergency in, I believe, 12 counties. Very scary indeed. And Jason Sunday is a resident of one of the hard-hit areas, Elkhorn, which is near Omaha. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning. Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Jason, we saw like a couple articles and we saw that you were being interviewed in one of them. And when I was just reading what you said, man, my heart sank because I've never experienced what it's like to be in a tornado. I've been unfortunately, we're okay, but like, you know, experience like earthquakes and a hurricane, but a tornado never have. And just hearing what you went through, I was just like, my mind was blown. I was hoping that you could share it with our audience. And I'm happy that you're doing okay.
It's surreal. I mean, you know, as a veteran, you know, a lot of my scary experiences, if you will, have come from being overseas. But hearing, well, first of all, we saw the tornado, coming right at us, and I'm going to send a video to you guys. But then we ran downstairs, and to hear that sound and just like the ferocious nature of, like, you could hear the roof ripping off the entire house, and you could hear the popping and the glass. And the scariest part is because you don't know what's going to happen.
Right.
Like, is it going to suck you up? Like, it's helpless because there's nothing you can do other than just pray and just hang on to your loved one. And that's exactly what we did, is prayed, and we just thanked God that we were safe.
And how many kids do you have, a wife, and how many kids?
We have three kids, but two are out. We are one that's still in the house is a senior at Elkhorn High School, but they were hunkered down in the basement of the high school during this time. So the silver lining there is at least she didn't have to go through that experience, because I know it's going to live rent free in my head for a long time.
Oh, I bet.
So we actually played a little clip of what a tornado siren sounds like, because up here in the Pacific Northwest, that's not something we normally hear. Is that something you hear quite frequently? I mean, do they test those quite a bit? And then when it's the real thing, do you know the difference?
Yes, absolutely. And there, you know, the warning system here in Nebraska, you know, I was born and raised here, so I know they do tests like the third Friday of every month, and they'll do, and you know, it's at noon, you know, so we know what the sirens are. But if the siren is ongoing, then you know it's a tornado. So, like, I grew up in a small town of 900, and every day at noon, the siren would sound, but it's like, you know, like an ongoing, like a police car thing for a little bit. But if you hear the ongoing siren, that's when you're supposed to take cover. And they were so ahead of it here. They were notifying us hours in advance, so much so that I was at my office 20 minutes away, and I heard, hey, there's a tornado on the ground by Waverly. And I'm like, oh, man. And I know that the direction of weather in Nebraska. I took off from the office, and I got home 15 minutes before it hit.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm very thankful because, you know, I was able to be with my wife during that time and be with her. But they were so spot on with the forecast that we were able to actually prepare and get to safety. And I think it would have been worse if it would have been at night.
Oh,
but
yeah.
This was a Friday afternoon at, what, 3:45, 3:55 p.m., you know, right before a weekend. You know, it's daylight. There was so much notice and so much preparation that most people kept safe.
Here's this could be a dumb question, and I apologize. Like, so your roof is being ripped off, and it sounds like I shot you out of like a movie scene. And you said you were prepared to know that it's coming. Were you prepared to know what to do when something like that happens? Like, cause, I mean, you said you hold on to your loved ones and you pray, but did you go to a certain room? Did you hold on to like a part of the house that you felt like could be structurally strong enough to hold you? Like, I don't even know how I would even like prepare for something like a roof being ripped off, because it could rip off a roof. It could suck you guys up as well.
Yes. So I knew the tornado was coming from the southwest. We have it on video. We watched it for 10 minutes and we watched it barreling. My wife went downstairs, and then there's a house that's being built. We're in a brand new subdivision of probably about a half a mile to the southwest. I saw that explode.
Oh.
As soon as that hit, it was like, I went downstairs. I wasn't in that bathroom longer than 10 to 15 seconds before it hit. My wife was actually a little bit upset that I cut it that close, but it was almost better. It would have been better if I would have went down with her, because I was a little bit hysterical because I saw what just happened to that house. I think it would have been better if I would have been down there and didn't really know what was happening, but it was very vivid in my mind that went over like just like a hand, you know, dusting a crust, like a crumb off of a counter.
We're talking with Jason Sunday, who's a resident of Elkhorn, which is near Omaha, Nebraska, hit hard with a tornado. Jason, it sounds like you live in a community where obviously everyone was informed this was going to go down, but what is it like on the other side as you and your neighbors and fellow community members kind of recover from this? What's the kind of community vibe right now?
Man, you know what? I know we're Americans first and foremost. I got a flag flying on the tallest pipe that's broke from the ceiling right now. That's the first thing I did. But Nebraskans and this Elkhorn community, the next day, hundreds and hundreds of people lined this block. They had my entire house cleared by 3 p.m.
Wow.
And I mean, it was just rubble. It just goes to show you that the community vibe, the camaraderie, it's been overwhelming in a positive way. It's so fun to see that the homeowners association has come through, the community, the churches. There was a church down the road I heard that was turning volunteers away. I mean, that's a great problem to have.
Yeah, it is. Wow. I mean, that's a far cry from around here. I think people just go on the Nextdoor app and complain. I think that's what happened.
Well, you know,
I kid. I think the greatness of people does come out when sometimes like when we're hit with some bad stuff. And it's amazing to hear that.
Praise God. There's always lessons to be learned. And I told Emily, you know, this is you take a step back and you humble yourself and some of the things that you're doing, but also it's a mission statement for us. Like, we're going to be committed every year now. Like, there's always tornadoes in Nebraska, Kansas, and Iowa, and some areas get hit every year. We're going to make sure every summer we're going to load up with $1,000 or $2,000 from Sam's Club, and we're going to make that a mission every year. We're going to go give back. We're going to go to the community that gets hit. We're going to be the one that volunteers and gives, you know, clothing and food and that sort of thing.
Oh, absolutely, man. I'm just happy to hear you guys are okay, and just hearing the story is just – I couldn't even imagine. I've only one kid, but a 4-year-old, and the thought of, like, you know, being in my home and, like you said, witnessing what happened to a house just right by you, and then having to go run down to be with them, thinking, well, we might be the next one. I'm happy to hear that you guys are okay.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Well, thank you, Jason. Thanks for taking us some time and giving us an idea of what's going on over there. And I hope that the road to recovery is quick for you and your family and everyone around you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jason.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.